Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Michael, do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth?
I do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord?
I do.
Do you believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church?
I do.
Do you renounce Satan?
Yeah, Al Pacino in The Godfather, ceremoniously taking on the role of a godfather before unceremoniously having his criminal competitors murdered. But do you have to be a religious person to be a godparent? This was a question raised by our own Sinead Ryan on Breakfast This Morning.
Like very, very many people, I don't have a religion or I don't ascribe to a religion anymore. And therefore, I think the promises that a godmother is supposed to make at a child's baptism are along the lines of that they'll, you know, bring the child up in the faith and that they'll be there if something happens to the parents and all of that. I am a godmother, an odd mother, as it were, to five different people, most of them grown up now, it has to be said. And I love that role. I love I was very honoured to be asked, and I think it's a kind of a lovely social favour that you bestow on somebody. But I think the religious thing, like very many things, has kind of gone by the wayside.
The odd mother. I thought it was an interesting name Sinead gave herself today. Our own reporter Sarah Madden has been out and about in the streets today asking you guys whether you think it's important to be religious if you're going to be a godparent.
It wasn't traditional, so we have two godfathers, my twin brother and my husband's cousin. But we picked two people that we're really close with and we think will be good for our son growing up.
Oh, well, I wouldn't be religious, but I am a godparent, so like, yeah.
And do you think people, when they're choosing godparents these days, look for people who are religious?
No, not really. Just think if we can give a good guide to life, like, lead them in the right direction.
It should go by the meaning of having, like, religious godparents, not just picking because they're, like, your friend or, you know, like, if they're your sisters or something.
I think that it would be a very good idea if they had. Otherwise, they kind of defeat the purpose of being a godparent. And I think that children would benefit from some of the traditional ideas and concepts of religion that would be handed down.
No, I'm my sister's child's godparent, so I just think it's like, you know, babysitting like roles or like to see her like a lot more and stuff.
So would you kind of consider it like being an aunt on steroids, basically?
Yeah, kind of just doing more than the other aunties. Like, I have to kind of do a bit more because that's my godchild. Like,
yeah, I think people are definitely more thoughtful about who they pick, and it's not gender, it's not necessarily religion, it's who those people are and, you know, what they might bring to that child's life if something should happen.
An aunt on steroids. Thought it was a great description. Brendan is with us on the line in Wicklow. Brendan, do you think, should you be a religious person if you're going to be a godparent?
Well, I think the short answer to that is yes. I wasn't that well informed about it until I had a look at what it says officially. So if that's any use to you, just to have a quick run through that. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, which is a good place to go to when you want to find out these basic things, and it says, it talks about the role of the godfather and godmother, who must be serum believers, able and ready to help a newly baptised child or adult on the road of Christian life. So it can be an adult baptism as well, where the godparents help, not just infants. And in the Code of Canon Law, which kind of is more ordinary, how would you say, rules and regulations for church life, it says they must be at least 16 years old, must have already received the three sacraments, baptism, confirmation, Eucharist, must be a Catholic in good standing, lead a life in harmony with the Catholic faith, and not be the parents of the person being baptised. So that they're the basics, if you like, what the church teaches about that. And I know it has become maybe in recent times maybe something of a cultural Catholic role, and then people are afraid of offending family members. Though I suppose family members are always going to be involved in the life of the children anyway.
Yeah.
So maybe there's some sense in drawing in
somebody else,
friends. But I think it's got to do with helping the child in their faith life, not so much in their ordinary life, as you know what
so
I mean.
So has it lost its intention then, Brendan? I suppose it has.
In some cases, for people who take their faith seriously, I'm sure it hasn't. And for some who were, the whole baptism thing is just like a cultural naming ceremony or whatever. Well, maybe then people won't be, you know, looking for people of faith. They'll take someone who's close to the family, and again, they're maybe trying not to offend people, whatever.
What about you, Rosemary? Do you think the godparent should be somebody who's, you know, in Mass every Saturday or Sunday?
No. And I would attend church regularly. I'm Church of Ireland. But that's a personal thing. But my two children, the godparents we chose for them, apart from being family members, were people that we felt would be guardians for the children, you know, while they were still young. If anything happened to us, they took out for them.
That's a whole other thing, isn't it, Rosemary?
Yes. So it was very, very important to us, because our two children are adopted and they were christened when they were 2 and 3. They were a bit older than the average child. And it was so important for us to have that in place for them. And the religion end of things, it did, to a sense, come into it, but not, you know, it wasn't a huge game breaker for us as to who we chose. So, and of course, you choose someone who's going to be very good at birthday presents, Christmas presents.
Remember, let's be honest, sure, that's what's important, isn't it?
Yes. Like my own godmother, she died quite recently, and she never forgot my birthday. You know, up until, you know, she passed, she always sent me a birthday card and a Christmas card. You know, and I'm well past 21. I mean, I stop at 21 with my godchildren. I said, that's it, I'm finished. But she continued. And for her, she it was important to her to have that contact with me. And I always appreciated it. But I wouldn't expect my children's godparents to continue doing that for them when they're
given the presents.
Older.
Yeah.
But that's the, as for the religion end of thing, I'd say they don't actually attend church, any of them, to be honest.
You know, it's funny, when I think of any of my friends, Rosemary, who've had kids recently and are talking about godparents, I can tell you with all certainty, religion was not a factor at all.
Yes.
Well, never entered the equation.
Yeah, I wouldn't like someone to be so religion that they'd force their ideas on the child. You know, I'd never do that to anyone. It's a personal thing for me. So I wouldn't expect someone else, you know, to be putting it onto my child or putting it onto me. There's nothing worse than someone forcing something. You run in the opposite direction, basically. So, but for some people, it is important. But for me, it was, you know, the children's future that was paramount.
That was the number one. Yeah. Text here says, I'm atheist, so I say I'm a guide mother. But to be honest, it's really a designated person that just buys better birthday presents. Anne-Marie McCauley is a wedding and family celebrant. You were listening to Sinead Ryan a little earlier today. Are the non-religious godparent type roles, they're obviously a thing then, Anne-Marie?
Yes, they're growing. Just like weddings, you know, alternative to church weddings now are becoming very popular. You have baby naming ceremonies or naming ceremonies. They're growing in popularity. And they're not called godparents, they're called guide parents or guardians. And it's really about celebrating the baby, the child, having a lovely little ceremony to introduce them and their name and what their name is about. And the guide parents make promises, which is really nice. And, you know, you talk about that guide parents add an extra splash of fun, a sprinkle of wisdom, and a whole lot of love. And they're the ones that might sneak you the extra bag of sweets when your parents aren't looking, teach you secret handshake moves, and be partners in crime for family gatherings and celebrations. So it's really about a celebration of the baby being in the family, and the guide parents are really a big part of that. So when people choose them, they're going to choose people that are going to look out for them as they go through their life and be a part of their life, which is really nice.
Yeah. So the non-church religious role is that of a guide parent, or as our last texter said, I'm a guide mother. They're the non-religious equivalent of the godparent,
and
effectively.
And, you know, the naming ceremony is an alternative. So people who don't choose to go to the church can have a ceremony. And they can have it at home or in a venue of their choice. And I mean, also, I suppose you don't need to be baptized now to get a place in school. You know, that was always the way with the Catholic Church. But now that isn't an issue. So people who aren't religious and choose not to be religious are looking for that nice alternative.
What about you, Dave? Are you a godparent?
I'm a godparent to two fantastic and very patient godchildren, because they were waiting for me to step in and do a lot of things I should. I like Anne-Marie, I'm actually a celebrant as well.
All right.
I think looking at since I came into this, I think essentially it's the same thing, whether it's religious or non-religious. I mean, I obviously talk in terms of guide parents as well. But that's what it is, whether it's a religious background or not. You're essentially being asked to help guide these young things and help them become fantastic adults. And the guide parents do that.
Yeah. So it's just, as you said, it's the non-religious role. I presume that, like, the real expectation is you still have to give the gifts and the presents and all the... Yeah. The money in the envelope and all that goes with it. Yeah. But it's funny, Shane in Selbridge has got in touch, Dave, and he says, like, if it's not a religious decision, then don't use the church to baptise your child. Does he have a point?
I think to each their own on it. Like, I mean, where I've been asked to be a godparent twice, you know, I mean, it's about the family and what the family choose. I mean, you know, you don't want to force anything on the child that isn't part of their family dynamic as well. So, I mean, if my godchildren are going to Mass every Sunday, then yes, I'd love to attend with them. If they're not, then I'm perfectly okay with that as well. Mm. I think just guiding them and ensuring that you're giving them good advice when you see that maybe they're faltering a little bit and going the wrong direction on something. I see it less about being religion and non-religion and just teaching them to be as good as they can be. And that fits in with religion or none.
Do many godparents actually give much of this guidance, Anne-Marie? Like, I don't ever really recall getting much advice or guidance from my godparents.
Well, it depends what role you choose to have with the kids. And I mean, a lot of times they might, you know, when they're a little bit older and maybe they're a teenager and they can't speak to mum or dad directly, you know, you're the person that they might call and have a chat with, or, you know, the go-to person. You know, that you're the person that can have a little more fun with them sometimes, or, you know, when they're younger. You're really that extra support person. A lot of times people choose people and friends that are really close to them.
But you see, this is the thing, isn't it? There's a lot of politics around picking the godparent or the guide parent, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, there can be, you know, it's the same thing with weddings. You know, when people choose a religious or non-religious ceremony, there can be a lot of, you know, obstacles there with some families and that. So, yeah, it can be an issue. But it's really about the couple's choice and who they want to be their guide parents in their life.
I was talking to a friend recently who had twins, and they didn't pick any of their siblings on either side, much to their parents' annoyance. They picked friends, just, you know, different friends to be the godparents.
Yeah, friends, exactly. Well, you know, the life has changed. And, you know, some people, you know, have smaller families and then they don't have, you know, years ago. So when I was younger, I became a godparent to my niece because I'm one of 11 kids and I'm one of the younger ones. So, you know, I just, obviously, back then, I didn't know what that role was, but now I would. And I think, yeah, so, you know, years ago, there were bigger families, but now, of course, people, you know, they're smaller families, and so therefore people choose their friends.
Paul is with us as well. Paul, should the godparent be somebody who's a practicing Catholic?
Hello, Andrea. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, Paul here. Yeah, I've just come on, so I didn't hear the full text of the whole conversation, but yes, absolutely, I would believe that wholeheartedly. Because if you think about it, like when you're actually, I won't say volunteer, but when you're asked to be a godparent, you know, when the priest is doing the service, one of the things is that you make a commitment to that child to bring him up, you know, or guide him at least in the religion. And all. So, I mean, if you're an atheist or whatever, and you can't, and you're given that commitment, well, then you're being disingenuous, really.
So, if you're asked to be a godparent, you should tell the parents of the child, "Listen, this doesn't fit with me and my position and my beliefs." And but then I suppose the parents of the child know that asking you, don't they?
Sorry,
I presume the parents in that case of the child who's been baptised would know that the godparent they've asked isn't somebody who's very religious.
Well, hopefully they would know, and hopefully they wouldn't ask such a person. You know, I would never ask anyone to be a godparent who was not a practicing Catholic.
You know, listeners got in touch about that. Their story is that they say, my brother is an atheist, but is God... I'm just reading out a text here from a listener. This texter says, my brother is an atheist, but is godparent to one of my kids. His children don't have godparents, and still he buys him presents on his birthday. I don't give a hoot about the religious aspect, but my wife is religious and now regrets choosing him and wants to change the godfather role to her very religious brother. My brother-in-law is keen to take over because he thinks that our child's faith is in grave danger. I want to leave it the way it is because changing it now would cause a huge family fallout. Can you imagine, Anne-Marie, the politics of trying to solve that situation?
That's a very difficult one, yeah. Wouldn't like to be involved in that. Very difficult.
Yeah, can you change godparents?
Gosh, I don't. I'm not sure on that.
Yeah.
Well, godparents, I don't know about godparents. I suppose you'd have to, as that's a church service, you might have to check with them. I don't really know the answer to that one.
If they're not doing a good enough job to replace them, maybe you can. I don't know. Maybe one of our listeners might have the answer to that. If you do, let us know. 087-1400-106. Can you actually recall the position of grandparent or godparent? I'm getting confused with them all. Lunchtime Live at newstalk.com is the email if you want to get in touch. Paul, Dave, Anne-Marie McCauley, Rosemary Brendan, thanks a million for sharing your thoughts with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk.